This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
If you don't want to debate sports radio, why are you calling the show? If you just want someone to agree with you, call your mom or hang out with your group of friends who are all Cowboys fans. People get mad at me when I hang up on a caller after he's been on the air for 4 minutes. I let you guys rant and rave, but honestly, if you're calling up to have someone agree with you and not point out the other side, why do a sports radio show? Of course, I'm going to challenge you when you call. So if you consider that to be rude, challenging someone in their argument and asking them to think a little deeper and dig a little further down, then please don't call the show.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Good morning to you if you're waking up on your Tuesday. Phew, one day in the books already. I actually had a conversation with my boss on Monday afternoon about taking vacation days, and I'm confident there are many people around the country who are in the same boat where they are being asked by their companies to either take a furlough for a week, an unpaid vacation for a week, or use your vacation time because there are so many people who didn't take vacations. I mean, why would you take vacation when there's no place to go? But also, when you're already at home, if you're working from home, theoretically, a vacation, you may not need a vacation. It might not appeal to you. But also, I think the biggest thing is just that there's been so much else happening that it's hard to think about vacation, right? So I was having this conversation with my boss on Monday afternoon and thinking about, okay, we only have 2.5 more weeks until baseball returns. And the schedule, of course, was officially released on Monday. You got to squeeze in that vacation now. I mean, after all these months of talking about when sports will return and how sports will return and whether or not sports will return and what they'll look like when they return, it's almost that time. And so I don't want to miss the return of Major League Baseball, and I'm not going to count any of these chickens before they hatch. Absolutely not, because this is a fluid situation. I mean, we all know that things change daily. Numbers go up, numbers go down. Rules change. And this is one example, only I just know this because of where I live, and I'm sure many of you are in similar situations. In fact, I know my mom is in the Houston area. And to others, friends of mine who live around the country. But just because you're in a phase three or a phase four doesn't mean you're going to stay there. It doesn't mean everything is moving forward exactly as planned. So New York City and New Jersey entered, at least Northern New Jersey, entered phase three on Monday, which is supposed to include indoor dining. It's supposed to include bars and gyms being opened. Movie theaters, also a part of, well, that might be part of phase four, but some of the pieces that are included are being taken away. So in New York City and New Jersey, they're worried. The government officials are worried about what they've seen when bars open up around the country and how it kind of lends itself to people not following the rules as much. And so there's still no indoor dining in New Jersey or in New York City. And when it comes to sports, you've had some areas that have said, yes, we will take you. We'll even do half capacity at our stadiums and our outdoor facilities. And now you've got government officials who are backtracking on that because they're watching what's happening in some of the trends. And so I say all that only to point out that these guidelines, these rules, these safety protocols, every day things can change. You have to be able to adjust. You have to be able to roll with the virus punches, so to speak, because you find firm footing. You think you've got it all down, and then something happens, throws you off, and you realize you're in quicksand again. And so it's not something that you can bank on. However, we are within 2.5 weeks of baseball's projected return. And we're, 3.5 weeks away from the NBA returning? In fact, they're 7 days apart. And then hockey would be following soon after that. And so now it's time to get excited. Take a couple of vacation days before we get there. But I'm starting to get excited because it's just been 4 months now of talking about what happens when. We may now soon be at the when. Woo! It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I guess I should mention, too, the MLS is back starting Wednesday. So that tournament begins on Wednesday in Orlando. You want to talk about a litmus test for the NBA. But all the NBA teams are scheduled to arrive in Orlando Wednesday, Thursday. So it's all happening and unfolding in front of us. And the teams have got to keep their numbers to a relative minimum. They've got to keep the rates of positive tests down because This is the most important time right now when they're traveling, when they're getting in place. You may have heard that the Dallas MLS team actually pulled out of the tournament because they're not exactly sure how it happened, or if they're not sharing that information. But in the course of traveling to Orlando, they had an outbreak. I mean, they had guys tested before they traveled and after, and somehow they ended up with the virus. And so Dallas had an outbreak and has had to withdraw from the MLS return. And we all know that's, you know, as sports fans, that's not what we want from our basketball teams, from our baseball teams, whether it's soccer, whether it's UFC, NASCAR. I mean, it's a precarious position for all of these sports. I applaud them for trying and for jumping through all these hoops because it's not easy. You don't sign up for this when you're a coach, right, or a manager and having to guide your guys through something like this. But if you want to play bad enough and if you want to get back to work bad enough, this is what you do. And so I applaud the sports for forging ahead. There are some people out there who say sports should be canceled for the rest of the year, but I couldn't disagree more. It's not just about the athletes. It's not just about the managers. It's not just about the TV contracts. It's about the hundreds of thousands of people, average Americans, whose livelihoods and paychecks revolve around the world of sports. And as someone who works in this business, I can tell you broadcasting and public relations and agents and security and those who do landscaping and grounds crews at stadiums. I mean, there's so many people, front office executives. I mean, there's so many people whose jobs depend either directly or indirectly, hotels, restaurants, when they are allowed to reopen, the memorabilia shop owners and those who count on traffic from fans, which, you know, could be a long time coming. But there are other people who desperately need sports to return that absolutely are not athletes and are not coaches and billionaire owners. And so I'm rooting for these sports to come back, even though they look odd and will sound really strange. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Woo, it was really cool to have a sports headline on Monday that had nothing to do with the virus. Absolutely nothing. Patrick Mahomes was going to get a massive, major, mammoth contract extension before the virus, and his contract extension and his career will outlive the virus. That I am certain of. Well, I'm mostly certain of. Obviously, an injury can derail, but I hope that is not the case for every athlete, but certainly not for Mahomes. But it was cool to have this one headline and this monopoly money that was trending immediately all over social media. That was the story for a brief respite from virus concerns and from testing and health and safety protocols. So congratulations to Patrick Mahomes. I said this on Twitter. I said it earlier in the show. He's worth every penny. He's the youngest quarterback ever to be named Super Bowl MVP. he's already made the Chiefs that kind of money and then some, from the eyeballs that he's brought to the table, the national TV appearances, certainly the hardware and the records that he's set. But it's not just about that. Think intangibles, the way that people are drawn to him. He's so charismatic. He's fun. This is a guy who will attract other free agents because they want to play with him. It's similar to a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers, a Peyton Manning. When those guys are quarterbacks, you have your pick of the litter when it comes to free agents, as long as you're somewhere in the competitive market, because guys want to play with a quarterback like this. And that applies to defenses as well. They want to be on a team where you've got an offense that can compensate, an offense that can carry its weight. And so Patrick Mahomes is worth his weight in gold, and the Chiefs know this, and to be able to lock him up for 10 years. Now, the base salary per year is $45 million. He can make up to $500 million and then some. So $503 million if he meets all the incentives. It's not likely, but let's not quibble over money. It's still a heck of a lot of money. But at 24 years old, they now have him for the next two seasons to finish out his rookie deal. Listen to this. He's going to make $2.8 million this season. That's funny. So yeah, they better be paying him after the fact, because they didn't wipe out the rest of his rookie deal. They're expecting him to play the rest of this rookie deal, and then boom, the big money kicks in. But he's a guy that not only has the football tangibles, but also has the leadership and the intelligence and the ability to adjust on the fly. And he's loyal, which is rare in sports. He's loyal, and the team is loyal to him, as I think they've proven. He's committed to his teammates. He's confident. And that breeds confidence in his locker room. I mean, this is a guy who carries himself the right way with grace and class. And I know there's no such thing as perfect, so he's not perfect person, but he's a perfect ambassador for the NFL because he's got the big personality and the hair and the game to match. And he's also a guy that people are drawn to. And so he's got the it factor, both off the field and on the field. And they couldn't have asked for a better face of their franchise. And the NFL certainly wants him to be the face of the league moving forward. And so the fact that he's only 24 years old and he's already had so much success, that's just the cherry on top. The potential is certainly there, but the intangibles, you know, won't go away, even if there happens to be an injury or, you know, a down season. He doesn't have 50 touchdowns. So yes, 10 years, up to $503 million. Just say it out loud. $503 million. And there's a whole lot of guaranteed money that's built in there. And there's this incredible relationship with Andy Reid that makes me think most of this stuff is possible. The fact that they've got all these incentives. I mean, the two of them, they're one of these great, I talk about this sometimes, the great married couples in sports. I mean, they are one of those couples that make it work, right? I mean, that they're one of the dynamic duos in sports. And the fact that Patrick Mahomes in his early 20s is willing to listen and learn from an older coach like Andy Reid, credit Reid, because he's learned how to communicate with younger guys, but it also requires Mahomes being respectful and understanding that Reid can teach him something, and that relationship with Andy Reid will then be beneficial for them when they're on the field. But it doesn't always work, right? Because again, Andy Reid is older, and you could call him a lifer, and he and Mahomes couldn't be more different in terms of personality and in terms of, you know, what they look like and how they talk. And yet theirs is a match made in heaven. So I hope they turn into one of the best old married couples in sports. I think it'd be awesome when they finish each other's sentences. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Brian McFadden, former Steelers Super Bowl champ, now with CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ, weighing in on this epic deal for Mahomes.
You can see the difference when an organization value you as an elite guy. They value you as a player, what you do on and off the football field. You don't have to beg to ask for the money you're going to get. Pat Mahomes is making $50 million per year. Russell Curly Hair Wilson had the highest per year salary at 35. He didn't just jump over that number. He jumped past that number. So now, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan and you love Dak Prescott wearing that star in his helmet, the price definitely went up. But I can tell you this much, guys. Pat Mahomes had, he just signed a Pat Mahomes deal. Only Pat Mahomes can sign this deal. The total number, the total contract number, the total guaranteed number, the total per year number. He's the only player in the National Football League that can sign that type of contract. He's in his own neighborhood where he has his own house. Nobody else can move in that neighborhood. You don't stand a chance. All you can do is just ride by the neighborhood and look at that house and just wave and think, man, I wish I could have that Pat Mahomes house. Because only Pat Mahomes can get that house, and only Pat Mahomes can get this type of contract.
Ah, no need to be green with envy. Green is not your color. But Brian McFadden on CBS Sports HQ makes a great point. Patrick Mahomes is in his own zip code when it comes to NFL talent. Are there other guys that are talented? Sure. But to be in this perfect situation, to have already won an NFL MVP and a Super Bowl MVP, to be worth what he's worth to the Kansas City Chiefs, there isn't another player in the NFL right now that you could say is worth what he is to his franchise because of what he's done and because of his age and what they believe he is still able to accomplish. Not to mention, as I say, the eyeballs and the memorabilia and the national TV games and the interest. I mean, he's must-see TV. Here's why. Past two seasons since he took over as the starting quarterback for the Chiefs, he's first in the NFL in passing touchdowns, 89. He's first in the NFL in passing yards, nearly 11,000 passing yards in 2 years. He's first in the NFL in wins, and I hate the quarterback win stat, but it is what it is. He is first in the NFL in total QBR. He's first in the NFL in yards per passing attempt. I mean, what more can you ask of the guy? And it's not just empty numbers, because they also won the Super Bowl, as I say, he's worth all of this money. He's made this kind of money already in revenue for the Chiefs and for the NFL, and they are more than willing to plaster his face all over everything NFL-related because he is the perfect ambassador for the league, and he could be this for a long time. So find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're asking you your reaction to this contract. And my question was, why would Mahomes do a 10-year deal? Because he likely could, if he had signed a shorter deal, turn around and get yet another fat contract with more guaranteed money if he did it, say, 5 or 7 years down the road. I asked that question of NFL insider Benjamin Albright earlier on the show. We'll let you hear from him coming up a little bit later this hour. 855-212-4227. What other athletes are can't miss out there? We'll get to your calls too. We've had good caller traffic, except for that guy from New Jersey. I'm not really sure what he was trying to say, but he was trying to brag about his six-figure contract. Oh, and the fact that his girlfriend, his lady is what he called her. He was building her a house with that six-figure contract. Okay. We tried to politely ask him what he was talking about, but really we were lost. He played football too for a long time. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Patrick Mahomes, fullback Sherman shifts to the right. They're going to run a sprint option action. Mahomes keeps it. He dives right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, a one-yard touchdown run. His third rushing touchdown of his postseason career.
I want to be a Chief for a long time. I want to have a contract that says that, and that I can go out there and know that I have that security and everything like that. But I understand and trust the Chiefs organization and everybody in it that they're going to handle it the right way. I trust my representation that they're going to let me ease my mind and let me go out there and just love the game that I've loved playing. And so for me, whenever that happens, it happens.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Mission accomplished for one Patrick Mahomes. That audio from the Super Bowl MVP going back to the beginning of May. And now he was patient. Only had to wait a few months, and the Chiefs made good on their promise to break the bank with Mahomes, going better than $10 million in average salary above the next highest paid QB, which now is number two in Russell Wilson, $35 million per year. And if you're wondering what this means for Dak Prescott, for Deshaun Watson, I talked about that as well with NFL insider Benjamin Albright. And again, we'll bring back part of that conversation coming up following the update and then the break at the bottom of the hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll say it again. The way he plays football is not even the most impressive thing about Patrick Mahomes. Leadership, energy, loyalty, his commitment to his teammates, his respect for his coach, his humility, his charisma, his grace, the fact that he's sincere and authentic, at least he comes across that way. He really is the perfect fit for face of the NFL and NFL ambassador. And if you're the Chiefs, I think you're thrilled that you've locked him up like this and that you don't have to worry about that position for a long time. 855-212-4227. So we're asking your reaction to the Mahomes deal, but also what other athlete out there would you consider to be can't miss? So I would watch Mahomes. I think a lot of people would watch Mahomes, even if they're not interested in the game or even the team that he's playing on. You don't have to be a Chiefs fan to be a Mahomes fan. And we've gone through some athletes in other sports that are similar in terms of having that attractive quality to them. Shep, who's working with us tonight, said Zion Williamson. And yeah, it's early in his career, but already the NBA is banking on him being one of the faces of their league moving forward. Let's talk to Tommy, who's in Pennsylvania. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Oh, this is the first time I ever got to talk to you, actually.
Well, that's cool. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you the most can't-miss athlete that I know is, and you mentioned his name earlier, Aaron Rodgers. As far as in my lifetime, he's probably the best, most talented quarterback I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that not just because I've been a Green Bay Packers fan for 51 years, but for three reasons. Number one, he's the only quarterback to hold a record for the most complete passes without any interceptions in one season, 447 of them, and that was in 2018. And then last year, he just got another record. It was the only quarterback in the NFL history on the Green Bay Packers franchise to pass a perfect game. He passed six touchdown passes in a row when they played the Raiders.
Okay.
And then earlier this year before the Super Bowl, they gave him the Most Memorable Player of the Year award, and he's going to the Hall of Fame, and he's just the best most talented I've ever seen. As far as the pinpoint accuracy he has and just everything about him. And when he played the Chiefs last year, that spectacular pass he made while he was falling down to the ground, almost down to the ground before the 1 yard or the end zone,
mm-hmm.
He passed the ball between a guy's two hands into his man's hands.
Oh, yeah. No, he has impeccable timing. So a lot of these qualities that you're mentioning about Aaron are qualities that Patrick Mahomes also possesses, too, which I think you can see a lot of the same creativity and ability to extend plays. The fact that Rodgers doesn't need a script. In fact, sometimes rails against a script, doesn't like a script. That was one of the things that Mike McCarthy wanted him to do more, was to kind of stick to the script, and he doesn't. Great leader. You're never out of a game with Aaron on the field, and he's also tough, and he's got so much wisdom experience. There isn't anything he hasn't seen on the football field, and he's smart, and he's quick on the uptake. And so, yeah, Rodgers is definitely one of those guys that people still flock to the TV to watch, even though he would say he's old and cranky now as a veteran later in his career. Tommy, thanks so much for your phone call. Good to talk to you.
I think he's got one more left in the tank that he's going to make a Super Bowl at least one more time.
You know what? The Packers are a beloved franchise, and there are a lot of people that would be thrilled to see them back at that level. Tommy, thanks again. Let's talk to Kevin, who's in Baltimore. Welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, Yeah, first of all, I just want to say I'm a big Dallas Cowboy fan. I love my man Dak Prescott. You know, he's not going to get the money as Mahomes got, but...
Just you wait. Just you wait till you hear what Benjamin Albright has to say.
So that's the first thing I want to say. And secondly, I just want to reminisce a little bit on Patrick Mahomes, because 2 years ago, I was at work, and me and my coworker was talking about Patrick Mahomes. He was like, who is this quarterback for Kansas City? And I said, that's Patrick Mahomes. And I said, I've been watching Patrick Mahomes since he was playing at Texas Tech. And I said, and I told my coworker then, I said, he's going to be the new face of the NFL. And sure enough, I end up being right, because the guy can play. I'm happy for him. You know, I hope he, you know, does. You know, he already done better things already, but I just hope his career just goes great, because he deserves every last penny that he's getting right now. Even though I hope him Dak would get the same money, but he probably won't get that much. But I'm fine with that. But I'm just happy for Patrick Mahomes, and I've been watching him ever since Texas Tech, and he's a great quarterback, and I just hope he does well.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I tweeted this before the show, and I've mentioned it. It's hard to not be happy for Mahomes, because, again, he comes across as authentic and genuine, sincere, and he's got all those qualities you want on your team as a leader. It's contagious in the locker room. He's fun. I mean, this is a lot of times he looks like he's a big giant kid just out there, you know, playing in his backyard. It looks so effortless when he switches to his left hand mid stride and chucks a pass upfield. I mean, he dazzles, and he makes you want to see what he's going to do next. But he also has the personality and the hair. I love the hair that goes with the game. And so it's hard not to be happy for this guy, because he doesn't come across as arrogant or egotistical, and he kind of takes everyone along for the ride.
Absolutely. And even when he was at Texas Tech, like I said, I've been watching him the whole time he was at Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. He was the same way at Texas Tech.
Yes.
I mean, he had a great arm, which he still does. He had a great arm at Texas Tech, but I knew then how great this guy was going to be. And I kept telling people he's going to be the next one.
And he never puts himself above the team, which I appreciate. It's not about Patrick Mahomes and his supporting cast. It's about the Chiefs.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
Thanks for calling, Kevin. Have a great day in Baltimore.
Well, thanks a lot, Amy. You have a great day.
855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? It's on top of what Geico can already save you. So what are you waiting for? Feels like a good way to start your Tuesday. Visit geico.com to learn more. So coming up, a couple of big questions. Why would Mahomes sign a 10-year deal when he could have capitalized potentially 5 years down the road and made another boatload of guaranteed money? And what does this mean for Dak Prescott, for Deshaun Watson, for other quarterbacks to follow? Lamar Jackson, not that far down the road. Benjamin Albright, great information, joined us from Denver earlier in the show. We're going to bring back a portion of that conversation straight ahead.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Gun, shotgun snap, fakes the handoff, rolls and throws a gentle pass, caught with the leap at the 5 to the pylon on the near side by Williams. Touchdown! He got in!
Kevin Harlan, oh, those pipes. And even cooler when it's a high-profile game like the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs winning their first Super Bowl title in a half a century. And boy, he has earned the money for what he's meant to the Chiefs since they drafted him several years ago. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Your reaction? Well, you're blowing up our Facebook page. Also on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or my Twitter, A-Law Radio. Good to see so many of you who are listening to the show for the first time. We love it. If you missed my conversation with NFL host, analyst, insider Benjamin Albright from Denver earlier in the show, I thought he had great insight about the Mahomes contract and the implications for other quarterbacks in the NFL. So I wanted to bring back a portion of that as we head up toward the top of the hour. I started out by asking Ben what his reaction was to the numbers now that we've seen them, eye-popping as they are, 10 years, up to $503 million. He's seen them. What does he think?
Well, it wasn't quite the fourth moon of Jupiter like we expected, but it was a pretty hefty contract with some interesting language in it. You know, indexing to the salary cap is actually going to be beneficial to Kansas City. And I think long term, you're going to look at this deal as a steal. You know, if you could go back through history and get every franchise quarterback signed on their second deal to a 10-year deal, by year three, it would be an absolute steal. By year seven, it would be criminally underpaid relative to, you know, what they're making versus the market. So, you know, I think Kansas City, the number on the surface, the numbers look huge, but I'm promising you by year three, we're looking at this as a regular deal. Just go back and look at that astronomical deal Joe Flacco signed, and then by year three, it was below market deal.
So then why does Patrick Mahomes do a 10-year deal?
Well, I think it gives him stability within an organization. And I think indexing it to the cap and then putting escalators and incentives in there benefits both parties. They're going to be able to continue to field great talent around him and keep him in contention for playoffs and the championships. And at the same time, it allows him to maximize his dollar relative to his performance. So, you know, I think that it's probably the future of quarterback deals being put on the table right here.
You know what's interesting? When Kirk Cousins did his fully guaranteed deal, what was it, 3 years ago now, people said that was the future of quarterbacks or maybe the future of big-time contracts in the NFL, that they would be fully guaranteed. But you think this might actually be a trend that might develop for quarterbacks at least?
Yeah, I didn't buy that the fully guaranteed deals were going to be the wave of the future simply because it's not economical in a structure like the NFL. If you fully guarantee deals, you're on the hook for every dollar, and you know that leaves you an astronomical cap charge if something goes wrong. You can look at the Alex Smith deal, for instance, for the bad side of that. And so, you know, I think that instead of fully guaranteed deals, I think what you're going to see is indexed deals with guarantees and escalators on a per year basis going forward. I think that's the wave of the future, especially for quarterback contracts. Now, I wouldn't say the same for running backs, but quarterbacks definitely.
What are the chances he actually plays all 10 years under this deal?
Barring injury, very high. You know, I don't see a reason. I can't see him agreeing to this and then trying to revisit it in 5 years and hold out. I just can't see that. And it's not like, you know, Pat Mahomes comes from a family that has money. Obviously, his father played pro baseball. This is not a situation where he's, you know, he's going to the well and banking on money for generational wealth for his family. He's already got that. So, you know, I think that, you know, he's one of those guys that word is bond. And I think in the end, this is something that benefits both. It benefits him and it benefits the organization.
Looking big picture at what it's been like in the NFL and the Chiefs specifically for him since he's gotten into the league, how good is he for football?
Oh, it's great. You know, he's one of the three or four best quarterbacks in football, depending on how you look at it. I mean, I'd put him at the top of the list, but I'm sure people can make arguments for some of the other guys. You know, it's great for football. He's one of the, you know, air quotes, good guys. You know, he doesn't really have any, it's pretty spotless. You know, background, doesn't really have any negatives about him. Seems like a fun, loving, jovial guy, willing to make fun of himself, you know, the whole ketchup on steaks thing. You know, I think that anytime you find a guy that's self-effacing like that, but also has all the talent in the world like he does, I think that combination tends to resonate with us all. So I think it's great for football. I think it's great for the Chiefs. I think the only people it's bad for really is the rest of the AFC West.
So then if you think about what this means for the other quarterback dominoes, there may or may not be others to drop this year. Dak, of course, signed his franchise tender. But are we looking at the next few quarterbacks who sign deals actually one-upping, maybe not the guaranteed money, but the annual money that the Chiefs just gave to Mahomes?
Oh, absolutely. And that's part of why Dak signed that franchise tender. Dak Prescott was always waiting for Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson to reset the quarterback market. Not because Dak is as good as they are, but because Dak can get the money by being the next guy up. You know, he can Jared Goff them in terms of being the next guy to fall right in line behind Andrew Luck and Russ Wilson. So, you know, I think that Dak has played his financial hand very well. Whatever you think of him as a player, and, you know, I think Dak Prescott really is Alex Smith 2.0 and all said and done. But whatever you think of him as a player, as a person trying to maximize his dollar, Dak Prescott has played this beautifully.
It's really cool that Pat loves Kansas City as much as he does. And it's easy to say that when you are a Super Bowl winner. But on his Twitter on Monday, a here to stay and a big gif of the stadium. Benjamin Albright from Denver, NFL reporter and insider, of course, works for the Broncos as well, with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. It was a nice little respite from what else is happening in sports, and certainly for the NFL. The time is now to try to figure this out, since training camps are mere weeks away. When you hear some of the negotiations and some of the discussions between the Players Association, the owners, what training camp should look like, what makes sense to you?
Well, the memorandums I've gotten so far, some of that's been leaked publicly. It's basically a limited pool report type training camp deal for the media, with kind of a gag order, basically, or a moratorium on live updates. In terms of what it means for the players, I think you're just going to see a pretty generic, pretty basic training camp. You're not going to see the usual scrimmages, inter-squad scrimmages, or the preseason games, but you are going to see teams that are having temperature checks before you get in the facility, testing procedures, things like that. But in terms of actual training camp and what's going on there, I think it's going to be pretty much the same. I don't think there's going to be much difference.
Games or no games, which way do they go?
In terms of preseason, yeah. I think you're probably going to scrap most of the preseason altogether. You might get a game in there, maybe two, but I think they're going to scrap most of that and just kind of roll with the regular season. Two would be the maximum.
It's interesting. I was thinking about it because the NFL is such a massive undertaking. Weekends, you know, there's so many people that are involved, even if they do trim it down where it's only essential personnel. I feel like it might be better to have a dress rehearsal, at least one preseason game, where at least they go through the steps of what is required on game day, the testing, the various protocols, and everything else, because it's no longer just about football.
Well, right, and the behind-the-scenes technical aspect of it, I mean, you know, all the unseen faces, not just in those broadcasts, but, I mean, even on our shows, you know, that make all these things work. I think that there will be that, whether there are preseason games or not. I don't know if I'm going to be deemed essential or not, but, as part of the Broncos game day broadcast, it's kind of up in the air right now. And so it's one of those things where, you know, I think we are playing this as cautiously as possible. We want to be as safe as possible, but there still are some pretty big lingering questions out there about how this is going to play out logistically.
Although I feel like in a humongous NFL stadium that you could probably stash a sideline reporter and a radio crew here and there without anyone coming anywhere close.
Well, especially if there aren't fans, which, you know, right, without the first six rows, which they proposed. So, yeah, I think we can make that happen. I may or may not be lobbying for that secretly behind the scenes. Who knows?
So then, knowing what you know of the NFL community and the people that you come in contact with, how would you gauge the confidence level right now? Whatever side it's coming from, owners, Players Association, how confident is the football community that we're actually going to have a season?
From the ownership and front office side of the house, I would say they're about as confident as you can get. I would say the reticence or the hesitance is on the players' side of the house, and justifiably so, since they're going to be the ones mostly exposed and or at risk. So I think the NFLPA needs some more assurances. I think that depending on who you are as a player, if you're an established veteran or somebody like that who's, you know, got some kids and all that kind of thing and made your money, you may be a little more hesitant. Some of these younger guys, bottom of the roster guys, those guys are wanting to show up. They want to play because they want to live the dream. So I think that I don't know if you're going to get 100% participation from all the players, but I think the NFLPA is trying to slow play this because they want to see exactly what kind of guarantees and protections they can get for their players, rightfully so. And then at the end of the day, I think that we are probably going to see a full football season.
From your mouth to God's ears, Benjamin Albright, he's confident. He says the NFL owners are supremely confident about an NFL season. There is, of course, some trepidation and hesitation with players because they're the ones that are out there, not in the luxury suites where the owners sit. But all told, he believes that this will go forward, partly because of the money the NFL can throw at the problem and because they've had the benefit of time to try to work this out and figure out what they want to do and watch what's happened with other sports and with the virus for sure. So it does require personal commitment. It requires personal responsibility. But if you want to play and you want to win, well, then You better take care of your business. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. We've had a lot of great calls tonight, which has been fun. And it's always quarterbacks. They tend to bring people to the show, to the forefront, because we are obsessed with our QBs here in the United States of America. Whatever America's pastime is, and we had many answers for that last year, certainly obsessing over quarterbacks has to be considered in the running. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, we've been asking you your reaction to the Mahomes magical contract, but also asking you what other athletes are kind of in that can't-miss category where you will show up to watch them even if it's not your team and you don't care so much about the game that they're involved in. So a few of your tweets, this comes from Scott, worth every penny, referring to Mahomes. According to Scott, the guy's an all-around superstar and a great role model. I agree with that. Another tweet, he earned it. Oh, he definitely has. He's earned it, and he's already made the Chiefs that kind of money and then some. And then you've got some guys and gals, sports fans, who are more hesitant. Like, I'd like to see how it's structured, says Jason. If it's more backloaded, I like it a lot more because the salary cap is going to rise. I think that for the Chiefs, there's always an out, right? I mean, Mahomes could end up saving them money by signing a 10-year deal on top of the two he already has, or they could win, you know, a couple more MVPs / Super Bowls, how about a couple more Lamar Hunt trophies, and then all of a sudden he looks like a bargain, and certainly later in this deal, because quarterback salaries are going to rise. Now, what about athletes that you would also drop everything for? I like this one. Kevin on Facebook, Jacob DeGrom. Alton says LeBron James and Mike Trout. And then this is a good one. Jim says Simone Biles. Oh, absolutely. You want to talk about must-see TV or appointment television. That's Simone. Kevin, Ronald Acuna. And Jamal says Francisco Lindor, if not the best shortstops in baseball and overall fun guy. And there was one more that I wanted to read. Oh, this may be the last social media. But no. Okay, John says Lionel Messi, which is, of course, the truth. I mean, that's worldwide, whether he's playing soccer, whatever it is that he's doing. And then Benjamin, this is the last one. Are you ready for this? Gardner Minshew. I mean, he certainly is a unique cat. And he is absolutely in a category on his own, and he's going to get his chance. We'll see. We'll see if he's worthy of a Mahomes contract. All right. Thanks so much for all of the conversation on social media, the phone calls. We've got the Major League Baseball schedule. We'll go over it more detail coming up on our Hump Show, which is starting later on tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.